produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Neelam Toprani, and she's teaching us some of the wisdom of Ayurveda. We've been talking about using oil on the body to create balance and wellness. And it sounds fascinating that learning to love ourselves and take time with ourselves is healing.
Yes, it is interesting. So the massage oil, when you apply, when one person applies a warm oil, there are seven body tissues according to Ayurveda. Mm-hmm. So which is the rasa, rakta, masa, medha, so asti, majja, shukra. So it's first is the superficial layer of the skin, which has a moisture, and then there is the one that has the blood and the blood and the fat and muscle and bone and bone marrow finally the immunity. So all those levels, the massage oil can penetrate into the tissues and bring that healing qualities. So what it does, it provides the softness and the strength, you know, and the color to the body. Then it decreases the aging, it gives good vision, it brings longevity, it helps sleeping, and like it works on the nervous system, it works on strengthening the muscle and the bone tissues. So there are so many advantages of daily massage. So the daily massage in Ayurveda is called Abhyanga. And the way that you do it, like, first I will just talk about how different doshas or the predominant doshas, you know, what are the benefits for each dosha. Mm-hmm. So when I wanted to bring in the oils, so just little information, we have been selling this massage oil since 2009. So over the years, you know, people have come and then they have seen the benefits, and especially the Vata oil is the one that is very beneficial or most sought after, you know, oil in the Western countries here, especially in Canada due to the weather. Okay. So the Vata has a grounding and a nourishing quality. So what it does, it helps to protect us for the mental and physical agitation. Mm-hmm. So like sometimes, you know, aches and pains and the dryness of the skin. And when most of the Vata issue is, it affects the digestion. So the digestion becomes weak, mm-hmm, in the Vata. So mostly it's a constipated and not enough hunger and things like that. That's the quality of the Vata. So the daily massage for the Vata skin that would nourish the skin and the muscles, will improve the digestion, will calm the mind.
Okay.
And relieve aches and pains, you know, like a minor aches and pains.
Yeah, so Neelam, am I right in thinking that if we're over 40 or 50 or whatever, we're kind of in the Vata stage of life, and that's a good oil? And that when it's winter, we're in a Vata time in our seasons?
Yes.
So
yes,
it's good now. Okay. All right. Just checking.
Yes, you got it.
Okay.
So it's a simple thing, you know, like you really don't need the whole theory of thing. Just apply. When you start applying, you know, taking the one step at a time, just simple massage, say 5-10 minutes in the morning, you do it, and then you just do it for maybe a week. And then that's all you need. 1 week, every morning when you wake up, after brushing your teeth and washing your face and things like that, it becomes a part, you know, how we brush our teeth. That becomes the routine, you know, we clean our body. So before shower, you apply the massage oil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before shower. And then you leave for a little while. If you want to do some exercise or something like that, or stretch your body, or do a little bit of asana practice, and then you wash it off with warm water. That's all the practice is. And when you apply the regular oil, it can be little oily, you know. But the massage oils that what we sell, you know, these are classical Ayurvedic massage oils. So these are high potency herbal extracts in oil. So each oil has about 16 to 35 different ingredients in each one. And the way these oils are prepared also, it's very interesting. It's a very laborious process. So the herbs and oil, they are in the decoctions. They are cooked at 60 degrees, a very slow heat, for 20 to 35 days.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very slow method. And they have to use certain kind of a heat and certain kind of mostly copper pots. And they would do it in the open air, and they would only stir the oils in a clockwise while chanting the mantras. So it's very, very specialized process so that the healing is transferred to that preparation of oil. So it's very authentic and very spiritual process.
Wow.
Preparing this oil. It's not done at, you know, most of the commercial oils or decoctions, they are done at 400 degrees. But this one is done, it's 60 degrees.
So
it would be four parts of
almost a month of 16, really.
Yeah, and 16
really
parts of water and 16 parts of oil.
Wow.
And they do, yeah. And so it's a very intricate process and takes long time to prepare one batch of oil.
Now, you brought these traditions from India, or how did you get to? You're making them in Canada now, are you?
No, we cannot make this in Canada because there is somebody comes to work at 9 in the morning and chanting and working till 5 for 30 days to prepare one oil. It would not be kosher.
Oh, okay. So you bring them in from another country and bottle them.
Make it. There is an Ayurvedic practitioner who has been for many generations, you know, this is the work they do it. And now the person who is Ayurvedic practitioner, his son, he's going to be an Ayurvedic practitioner and he's learning the tricks, you know. So for generations, people, they just prepare the oil. Yeah, so, and then when it comes here in the bulk, then we do all the kinds of testing, like microbiological contaminations, and we do heavy metals and pesticides and those kind of things. And then we package in a GMP facility. So we do some process in here, but the actual oil is prepared in India because the ingredients are also, 20 to 45 ingredients, and it's difficult to, some of the herbs are used fresh, some are used dried.
Now you have practitioners and consultants in Ayurveda on site to work with people, right? Can you go to your place and do the whole Panchakarma process, or is it mostly online now?
No, Panchakarma process, we don't have that facility, but there are practitioners here in BC that I would suggest who do the Panchakarma.
Oh, could you let our listeners know who you'd be able to do that with?
Yeah, definitely. I will send you that information.
Okay.
We have an Ayurvedic doctor, here in the office, so he does the personal consultations. But, for me, as far as general information is concerned, I'm always happy to share. I have an article written on Ayurvedic massage oil, so I will send it to you. I have a PowerPoint presentation on each of the oil, what it does and benefits and things like that. So that information also, I will send it to you. So that
sounds great. Neelam, do you change up, we talked a lot about Vata oils, so there's also Pitta and there's Kapha oils made specifically for those issues. Do you find as a practitioner that you go through and use different ones, or are you always...
Depending on, yeah, so The one other interesting thing of these oils are they are transdermal. So you apply one drop, and whatever the oil which is right for you, it just body absorbs that. So even the, before doing the panchkarma, they would do a drop test to see what the body, because body has its own intelligence. So we have, you know, about 14 different oils that we sell. But when the Ayurvedic doctors or the therapists, when they do that, they have to test whether the body accepts that oil or not. So there was a pitta oil for the excess heat, and there will be kapha oil when there is a congestion in the body, and there is edema and the slow circulation, weak circulation, or there is a weight gain, then there's a kapha. So saying that these are the health issues, but what is the main reason behind those symptoms?
Yes.
So that could be very different than what is the present situation. You know, like person can have a weak digestion, or person can be weight gain, but whether it's due to kapha or due to vata or due to pitta. So that imbalance, you know, that needs to be ascertained. But generally speaking, the massage oils can be used.
Fascinating, Neelim. I wish we had all day to talk about this, but we're going to have to wind up. So could you tell us just where we could find your website and how people can find more information if they would like to learn more about Ayurveda?
So our website is sevanti.com, SEWANTI.com. Sevanti is service with devotion. That's what the Sevanti means. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, so when I wanted to start this company, and Ayurveda is such a huge science, and how do I bring such huge knowledge, you know, to this? So it's my service. That's what the word means.
Neelam, I would like to thank you for all your service with devotion to bringing healing to the Western world with the wisdom of Ayurveda. So thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to a quick break, and then we'll be right back.